How do you feel right now?
Pretty horrible.
Oh, no.
So, okay, we've got a lot to catch everyone up on. So last week we learned that Aaron got corona in the way by which he contracted it, which was an exciting story, to say the least. When we talked to you, you pretty much knew you had it, but you didn't really feel bad at all, as I recall.
Right. Yeah, a week ago, I guess I didn't really feel bad. And then I had a couple days, and I thought I burned through it and came out on the other end.
Well, one day in particular when I talked to you, it was at an apex, right? You had a crazy headache, you couldn't sleep, you had a fever, sweating, you dropped your friend off at the airport, and then about 3 hours later it felt like it broke, right?
Right.
And then surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I was just trying to convince it's in fact not corona anymore and it's just a cold. So, and she's ridiculous.
Yeah, what's your motivation for that?
I don't know.
Approach.
I'm
seasonal allergies.
Yeah, I'm so fucking over it. Just trying to find a different way to cope.
So, after it kind of dissipated for a couple days, when did it start taking a turn again? How many days ago? And what were the symptoms?
Well, last night, honestly, I don't even know what day to day, what's going on here.
Okay.
I think it's been 14 fucking days or more than that in this fucking house. But chest cold this morning was bad. I couldn't even take a breath without just hacking.
Mm. And what was your oximeter saying?
Good, 96.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, all that is fine.
Well, also some honusria.
Yeah, honusrias. Oh, God, yeah.
As I recall, that was like your first signal that it was coming back.
Yeah, it was a sad day laying there and, you know, little fart and then little something in the me undies again. I'm like, come on.
Oh, how demoralizing when you're already feeling terrible. At any point during the honusria, were you like, well, this can't be bad for my net weight?
Yeah. What I'm upset about is I haven't done anything. I haven't taken a walk or anything in a week.
Your body's battling this disease. It's probably burning thousands of calories.
And if you're sweating all day already.
Yeah. You got a nice sweat, some honusria.
Okay, see.
Purging pounds every hour.
Oh, maybe I've hit 270. I didn't not even realize it.
You wouldn't even be excited if you hit 270, would you?
No.
You're like, oh, cool. Yeah, like I bet $1 billion in your bank account right now. Where you'd just be like, I don't fucking care. I just want to go outside and walk around. And I feel like I'm going to die.
Can you smell and taste?
Yeah, I can taste. I never could smell, Monica. So, yeah, I'm miserable. I was trying to get my mood better. I've been thinking about it all day. Like, all right, come on, snap out of it. And that's been since noon. I've been fucking sitting around since I woke up.
How do you try to snap yourself out of it? Do you shake your head around? Do you clap your hands? Did you do anything physically?
No, I should try that. I haven't done anything. I think I fell into a fucking horrible depression again.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
There's just there's nothing.
Right.
Nothing to do.
Just sit.
I'm over it. Yeah, I'm fucking so sick of it.
The only silver lining is you have watched 3 seasons of The Wire. Is that true?
Ooh.
There we go.
Almost done with the 4th.
Oh, my shit.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Well, your eyes are getting a workout.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that show. I try to average like 10 hours of it a day.
Sure. Yeah, you got to have goals, especially when you're depressed, because if you don't have a to-do list, it can get really bleak.
See, this is where it comes a point where I know I should be trying different things, and I just have been so fucking miserable. I'm like, I give up. I just give up. I can't do it. I'm just going to sit here. Watch TV. And then when I'm not watching The Wire, I'm just watching reruns of the same shit I've watched for 30 years. It's pretty sad.
Oh, man. I wish there was a way to get you some help, but you no one could be around you and you can't leave.
Yeah, no.
Normally, I'd say, like, go take an hour-long walk, but you can't really do that.
No, not right now.
You could walk around your house.
I don't have the energy, really. The energy is gone after small bursts in the morning. Then that's all I got.
Have you put back any vein juice?
No.
Just to watch TV, maybe.
Can I do that?
Well, I think desperate times
get real pumped up for The Wire.
Fucking dogs have been shitting around my weight equipment too. Like they know I'm not using it.
Oh, God.
So in the morning, that's the new thing. Well, I've fucked up their schedule, too. I don't wake up in the morning, though, so I wake up at noon.
Okay.
And, and there's shits in the basement.
Oh. I don't know how you're soldiering on. It's impressive. Well, and you're in trouble. You're busted from your ex-wife, so she was like, part of your punishment is you're going to have both these dogs that are 10 months old, and they're fucking insane, and they're both huge. And they're perverts, both the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're really bad perverts. They're brothers, and they fuck all day.
Yeah, I felt like I was in Groundhog Day for like a week at least. I watch these fucking dogs butt fuck. I watch them fight every single night. They bark till 4 a.m. Mm. They claw at my door. They shit in the same spot by my weight bench. Oh.
God, what an existence you're having. Have you been telling yourself that this will be over someday, or have you must have lost sight of that?
I'm telling myself that I certainly deserve it from things I've done in the past. So I can't get over it. It will be done. Adrian's going to buy some board games that we can play on Zoom, me and the kids.
Oh, that's a
good idea.
Yeah.
So she's been quarantining as well because I had contact with them 2 weeks ago. So their 2 weeks is up and nobody got sick. That's today.
Oh, that's good.
So she's going to go get some stuff to help ease the pain over here.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's very nice.
Okay, well, let's shift gears and find out how Charlie's week was.
Start off like that.
Well, this is the times we're living in.
I really tried to fucking be positive before we started, but it was hard.
No, that's part of your disease. That's part of your problem. You think that you don't deserve love unless you're a good time Charlie, and you deserve all the love right now, even more. I wish I could come over there and help you. In fact, I'd get Corona just to help you. I'd kill those fucking dogs, though, because I was there with one of those dogs, and I was like, this is a non-starter for me, this dog.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I really cut off more than I can chew.
Yeah, I've been FaceTiming with Aaron a bunch while I was on the road in Texas, and every time I'm talking to him, the dogs are leaping into frame, they're barking, they're running, they're knocking shit over. I mean, it's...
Oh, man.
I can't believe you haven't got... Snap, to be honest. I'm impressed you haven't snapped. Or maybe
he
has
the energy.
Yeah,
he had the energy.
Those dogs are lucky.
Done.
Oh.
All right, Charlie, how was your week?
I mean, now it sounds like I had a great week.
Again. This is like a weird therapy you do. Where
I was going to say I had a decent week, but man, I had an extraordinary week.
You could breathe and
I could
get
breathe.
Up.
Yeah. Went outside every day. Yeah, pretty good. Eating, lifting has been good. Feeling better. Finally got on my athletic greens. And I feel better about all the shit I'm eating.
You were malnourished even at 5,000 calories a day.
I just felt starting to feel bad for my body.
Yeah.
Wasn't getting the right things. So now I feel good.
Okay.
All it took was a little athletic greens.
Yeah. Maybe it's mental.
Oh, who cares? Placebo is real, right? They say
I don't feel bad about the rest of the day, all the crap I've been eating. Aaron gave me a good, delicious meal. Eggos and peanut butter and syrup. So I've been pounding those.
Oh, that was an Aaron wreck?
Yeah.
Oh.
He wasn't satisfied when I sent him pictures of just Eggos. He's like, oh, you got to dump a half a thing of peanut butter on there.
Oh my gosh.
So that's been a
go-to.
Do
you microwave the peanut butter and pour it over like syrup?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I said butter and syrup. Charlie took it to the whole different level there.
Oh, you said just butter. Well, I went.
Yeah, yeah.
You misheard, and it worked out.
I misheard, and it was for the better.
Have you turned into the dark side of the ice cream bucket?
A little bit more.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
I started noticing from your photos that, yeah, the sugar count is going way, way up. It's quadrupled, it seems.
Yeah. Last week, I had a half gallon of ice cream, and I just filled the top with as many cookies as would fit.
Oh,
oh my God. And I'd eat the ice cream and the cookies till they were gone, put it in the freezer. Tomorrow, do the same.
Wow.
Next day, do the same.
What kind of cookies, man?
Those little ones from Trader Joe's.
Oh, the chocolate chip ones?
Yeah.
Oh, those are good. Yeah.
They're bite size.
Mm. Okay.
It's perfect.
Okay. So eating wise, Aaron, this last week, you've stayed pretty neutral, or you had any more cheats?
Right now, I would kill for like a pizza or a
bucket of fried chicken.
That would be my normal go-to, but fucking pizza. I've been thinking about all day. I'm like, good Lord, I think I need some comfort food, but I'm not doing it. Hold on. I have cheated. I've late night eaten. I haven't done the 20 candy bars thing I did last week.
Oh, I missed that.
Did you miss that?
You missed
a
whopper last week. There was so much stuff happened. The 20 candy bar cheat, the COVID, the house guest, the sleeping with the shirt up, the snoring, the full Zaddy platinum package.
Yep. When he was hiding the candy wrappers.
Aaron and I talked
on
a little
her.
Bit. Yeah. Yeah. And he kept going. He was creaking across the floor to get more. And he didn't want her to hear him. And he was hiding the wrappers.
What kind of candies?
My kids' Halloween candy.
Oh.
So it was all of the Snickers and Reese's that I could get out of two bags, which ended up being like 15 or 20.
Wow.
And a lot of sneaking.
Did the girl know about the challenge?
Oh, yeah. That's why I was sneaking. Yeah. You know, I can't come off so weak around the...
Well, we talked further about the Zaddy experience because it ended. And the best part is she said if it were like a Yelp review of a Zaddy experience, she would give it a high, a lot of stars. But we were saying that probably the very perfect Zaddy experience would be that she would go to his funeral at the end of the week. That would be like after all the snoring and the coughing, that maybe the real Zaddy fantasy involves. Then you mourn the loss of your Zaddy.
Complete herd Zaddy experience.
Soup to nut Zaddy.
Stay tuned for more, if you dare.
We are supported by Just Egg. This has saved my life, Monica. I have missed eggs so much over the years. I've missed omelets.
I love omelets.
I've missed French toast.
Tell people what it is.
It's a new dishwasher. It is a egg replacement made from beans. Just Egg scrambles, cooks, and tastes just like the eggs you're used to, but it's made from plants. Just Egg is protein-packed, but with less saturated fat and no cholesterol. And that's a big deal, knowing how much cholesterol is in eggs. If you have two chicken eggs with breakfast, that's already 124% of your recommended cholesterol for the day. Now, I made a beautifully fluffy omelet the other day with Just Egg. It was so tasty.
That's awesome.
I'm so into it. Now listen, Just Egg is a great way to start eating more plant-based for your health without sacrificing taste. It's also better for the planet, using 93% fewer carbon emissions and 98% less water than a conventional egg.
We're trying to do better in this category, so this is really helpful.
Yes, you can find Just Egg pretty much anywhere, at most grocery stores, including Whole Foods, Walmart, and Kroger, and on Amazon Prime now or Instacart. Just Egg, a better egg for you and your family. Thank you, Just Egg. It's a great product and from a company with a great mission. Proud to have you with us. We are supported by Rev Town Jeans. You didn't see that,
that
one coming, did
trick.
You? It was a bait and switch. Rev Town Jeans. I absolutely love them. They're my new favorite jeans. These guys created the holy grail of jeans. Anybody who works out or exercises at all has trouble finding jeans that fit their thighs and their butt. Charlie is plagued by this.
For real, yeah.
He couldn't even wear pants towards the end of
this
thing.
Yeah, he was really struggling.
He was struggling. And let's face it, nobody wants to be in tight, rigid jeans right now. RevTown Jeans was created by a couple of guys who started Under Armour.
Uh-huh.
Very comfortable. So they know about stretchy scientific fiber type of shit from making world-class performance workout clothes and leggings and other gear. They partnered with this old-school denim guru in Milan, Italy to create jeans that look and fit amazing, but feel like you're wearing a pair of sweats or yoga pants.
Best case.
At $79 a pair, they are less than half the price of some of the so-called designer jeans we've been jamming our stuff into for years. And they make you look freaking amazing. Head over to revtown.com/dax to upgrade your denim game today. That's revtown, revtown.com/dax. Okay, so...
Okay, I haven't cheated.
Okay, no cheating. Okay, well then let's get into some weights. I guess last week, Charlie, you announced first. So let's start with you, Aaron. I just remind everyone, last week, Aaron was the big winner. He went down 6.2 pounds from 290.6 to 284.4. Charlie had a great week. He gained 4.7 pounds and went up to 259.5. So again, he's 10.5 pounds away and Aaron was 14.4 pounds away.
Mm.
We're really getting in close now to our target. So Aaron, Sunday morning?
Yeah, Sunday morning, 282.9.
282.9.
Okay.
Let me write that on the board.
Almost in the 70s.
Yeah. Wow. 282.9. Yeah, we're really closing in on those 70s.
Okay, Charlie, where were you at Saturday night?
263.3.
Oh, Lord.
Whoa.
263.3.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is this the heaviest you've been, Charles?
This is it. New record.
Fuck yeah,
new
baby.
Record.
Personal best?
Yeah. And I feel better this week than last couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Oh, good. Like, you're on an
I've
upswing.
Grown into it.
Like your body's acclimating to all the triglycerides. And
I started lifting heavier.
Ooh.
Oh.
Switched up training a little bit, and I feel good about the weight.
Now, what kind of, how did you switch your training?
I'm kind of liking it.
Yeah.
Well, I had been doing more volume stuff, high reps. And then I just, like maybe 2 weeks ago, switched over to really heavy stuff.
Oh, like when you do a back squat, that's the 45-pound bar across your shoulders and, yep, and some weight on the ends. What are you doing now?
So I've been doing like 315 for sets of 5 to 8-ish and just maybe 5 sets of that.
315.
Oh, my God.
Whereas the last couple weeks, it would be like 135 for like 20 or higher volume. So.
And how low are you going on that squat? Pretty low?
As low as I can get.
Oh my gosh.
All the way down.
What's the most you've ever squatted?
450 maybe a year and a half ago.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That would be Monica on Aaron's shoulders and on your shoulders. So yep. Aaron on your shoulders and Monica on your shoulders.
Oh my God.
Were you concerned about your back or your knees or anything? Did you have a bunch of wraps around your knees and shit?
No.
And chalk?
I think I might have had a belt, but that's about it.
No, it'd be more than that.
Well, Aaron was 306 and you're 100, so 4.
No, Aaron's 282.
Oh, now, but I'm trying to go for the most impressive. Like when he was at his heaviest and you were at your heaviest, 100.
Yeah.
Then so plus 44 pounds.
Plus
so
bar.
I guess,
on
oh, so delta on your shoulders, Monica.
That's
you
right.
On Aaron's shoulders
oh,
and Aaron
God.
On Charlie's shoulders.
Oh, there we go. My God.
I wish it could be done that way. Yeah, in the Olympics, that's what they used human weight.
They just had a whole range of people lined up. Like, I'll take one of those. And
give me a 105-pound Turkish guy and give me a 120-pound. Oh, would that be wonderful?
Turkish
and like
guy.
Maybe even little chairs built on a platform and then you stood under the platform.
Uh-huh. Get everyone situated.
Mm.
Do we have an idea here? I mean, this could really be part of... I guess you need people who are really good at balancing, though.
It's like cheerleading a little bit.
Yeah, it's very much like cheerleading. And then, so what else? The squats have gone up. What else?
I've been doing heavy bench, heavy incline. So same, just sets of like 5 to 8 reps. So before I was doing more volume. So just
and how
using my weight to move more weight.
Okay, and how does that affect endorphins?
I still do the endorphins every day, so that's kind of my...
Setback, really.
It's my little cardio piece, keep my heart...
healthy. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah.
So I usually just try to use heavier weights on that.
Mm-hmm.
But still doing those every day, which feels good to move, and then just adding the heavy piece.
And any feedback from the clients?
Not yet.
Really? Still no feedback? No. Everyone's just acting like you're still 230.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
What about the wife, Erica?
She notices, yeah.
Yeah.
And does she like it?
I don't think she likes it.
She doesn't like it.
No, I don't think so.
Well, she probably just wants you to be healthy and maybe is scared. She hasn't told me that.
Can I ask you some anatomical questions? So when I was doing the When in Rome diet, which was glycogen depletion from Sunday till Thursday, and then a carb load day, I could not get a boner come Wednesday night. And then I would eat like two full boxes of Fruity Pebbles. And then Thursday night, I'd be rock hard. I'd have such a raging boner. Have you noticed any increase in your bone strength?
Seems still consistently fine.
Just consistent.
I don't have any room to cut anything out during the week.
I guess compared to when you were 230.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you hornier? Like, I think if I looked in the mirror and I saw this big gorilla, I'd feel horny. Yeah. Like, oh, I want to fucking mate.
Maybe. I probably was already at a 10, so how much higher can you go?
Well, I didn't realize you were that horny. This is a great revelation.
Yeah. Well, he's asking, does your body make you horny is what he's asking.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, we have mirrored closets, so if I get up in the middle of the night and it's dark and I go to the bathroom, I could see just the silhouette. I'm like, this is a great silhouette here.
Oh, wow.
No, you can't see anything. It's just the shadow outline. Okay.
Yeah.
Making a little gaze
here.
Nice.
And do you think like, oh, I want to have sex? Like when you see that big shadow,
if I was in my bed, I'd want to have sex with me.
Yes. That's what I'm, I feel like that's what I would think. How about you, Aaron?
Why?
If you saw this massive hulking beast, would you think like, oh, that creature needs to have sex?
Oh my god, totally. Totally.
I would feel like I'd be so horny if I looked like Charlie.
I can't imagine, because I make myself horny too, and
right,
and I look like me.
That's right. I think I was just asking Monica about this, if you have any lean towards any autoeroticism. I have historically. I guess I'm embarrassed to say it, but it's the truth.
Doesn't seem like you're embarrassed.
Objectively, it's embarrassing to be horny for yourself.
I wonder how common it is. I wonder how common. I'm not in that category.
Aaron, have you ever masturbated and looked at your penis in the mirror while you were masturbating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
have
of
you,
course.
Charlie?
No.
You haven't? Okay. When I was younger, I used to try to look at it in the mirror while I was doing it. Again, I am embarrassed to say that. It's embarrassing.
What do you like about it?
Well, maybe because I'd seen pornos and I'm like, oh, this kind of looks like a porno or something.
I've had like a handheld mirror where I've like put it under my asshole and looked at the whole thing.
Okay. I should only be asking you these questions because clearly we're the same. Around like 9th or 10th grade, I was like, oh, I'm going to put my finger in my butt in the shower. And it felt terrible, but I was so horny for the sexiness of me exploring this new thing. And it felt bad, but I was mentally still like, oh, man, this is sexy.
This is so sexy, yeah.
But that's not the same, I don't think, as liking the look of yourself and that getting you horny.
Only my genitals. I never like looked at my chest or anything during it and think like, ooh.
Well, that's what you were asking Charlie about. The finger up the butt thing makes a little more sense because at least that's a sensation and you're trying out and you might like.
Right, but it didn't feel good. But the kinkiness of it is what I think I was aroused by.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I'm getting kinky. I'm taking extra steps to potentially heighten this experience.
Right. That makes more sense to me. But the
just staring at your genitals.
Staring at your genitals and getting aroused feels maybe a little narcissistic, but I don't know. That might not be true. Maybe that's a lot more common than I thought.
Yeah. It does sound narcissistic. Especially when you say it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, then why? Then you don't need a partner.
You do. What you're like, for me, what it is like, let's just say I like the look of my penis and I'm like, this is my one good offering.
Uh-huh.
And like, oh, I have this to offer. It feels kind of sexy. But if I look like Charlie, if I was just this big lumbering beast, this big coughing, spitting, crude animal, I think I would feel the same way. Like, oh, I'm a I'm just a wild animal. I'm dangerous.
I don't know if it makes me more horny seeing this, okay. But I do notice I'm larger.
This makes perfect sense that you guys are a team and we're, and Aaron and I are
That's
a team.
That's right.
Because you guys can't relate to that. And Aaron and I would be stroking ourselves sun up to sundown if we look like Charlie and only in front of a mirror. So, okay, what we learned today, though, is that both contestants have slowed down.
Charlie's only 7 away.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And I had a heavy meal before this.
You did?
Ooh, yeah.
Of spaghetti.
So I had 4 tamales.
Oh.
Topped with 6 fried eggs.
Oh. Oh. You could be at 270 right now.
Right now. I mean, the plate was heavy.
Dang. Oh, baby.
Aaron and I are in a dark spot. It's getting scary. But miracles happen for good guys.
They sure do.
It's close. I mean, what? You're under 20 now. Total. For Aaron's total loss.
Oh, Aaron's total loss.
That's pretty great.
Oh, that's a good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's think of it that way. That's a great way to look at it. Yeah. 23.1 pounds you've lost.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous amount of weight, 23.1 pounds to lose.
It's not that long either. 7 weeks?
Yeah, that's good.
7 weeks. So 3 pounds a week.
That's great.
Lost
for 7 weeks.
A quarter of my body weight.
Oh, my goodness.
When were you this light before, Aaron? Or the last time?
I guess this is what I got down to a year ago, I think.
In treatment.
I spent 6 weeks there, exercise every day and nothing but healthy eating because there wasn't an option. But yeah, I blew up again after I got out of treatment and had access to all the shit.
All right. How many days out are we from Christmas? 9?
9.
Mm. Yeah.
9 days, boy, Aaron. Second Christmas in a row. Not ideal. You were in treatment last Christmas, and now you have Corona this Christmas. We got to make a pact that Christmas 21 is really candy canes and fucking trip to the North Pole.
Well, hopefully by Christmas, you'll be in the clear.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. What do you guys think about the beard? Is this too much? I know, Dax, you said I look like a man.
I sent a picture of you at the table with your top off to Monica. I thought you looked really cute.
Yeah, it looks cute.
Like, I would have been horny if I were you and saw that picture. You look like you could tear an oak tree out of the ground or something.
You did look strong, which was your original goal.
Yeah, and your chest hair looked great.
Why, thank you. I was just asking Adrian, remember you said about this tooth, because I can't even get my fake tooth snapped back in there anymore because of surgery a couple weeks ago. And I told Adrian that you said, I wonder if a lawyer has to wait this long to
I was like, there's no possible way.
I said, I feel like they're really treating me like a second class citizen here.
There's no way if you were a CEO and you had a post put in, they would tell you, yeah, we'll get a tooth up front in 4 months. That can't be right, right?
That's crazy.
No.
Yeah, an actor, a lawyer, an airline pilot. If you're an airline pilot, if you saw him get on and he smiled and he had one tooth, wouldn't you get out?
I'm out. Yeah. I'm out.
Get the fuck off. I'm out. Or your surgeon, like where they just put the propofol in and then he comes in, you'd be trying to roll off the table. A surgeon missing like 3 teeth up front.
I'm out. I don't need that.
Go get me a doctor with a full smile. All right. Well, fingers crossed that next week we're dealing with a much healthier Aaron.
Yeah.
And our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to be on your team. I'm glad we're shouldering this together.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah. We're underdogs.
Yes. All right.
But I'll just say that Charlie's in the catbird seat because all the holiday trimmings and treats are coming out.
And I'm starting to like it.
That's the big shift.
The last 2 weeks, I was like, man, I can't wait to get there so I can cut down. And now, kind of like it.
You might keep going.
280.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Should leg 2 of this be raced back to 306?
I think he should try to hit 306, and I'll try to hit 230.
Oh, my God. That's an incredible idea.
Kind of like it.
Oh my God, you guys really swapped. I can't wait to see how wide those shoulders look when he's down 10% body fat. Oh, it's going to be impressive. All right, well, love you, Aaron. Feel better.
Love you guys. soon.
All right.
Laters.